Welcome to today's market report.
Federal Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bowman added her voice Wednesday to the growing number of policymakers who say the weak August reports from the job market likely won't throw off the central bank's plan to trim its $120 billion in monthly bond purchases later this year. Early in the day, US data showed the number of Americans filing new claims for jobless benefits fell to the lowest level in nearly 18 months last week, offering more evidence that job growth was being hindered by labor shortages rather than cooling demand for workers. Eurozone bonds yields tumbled as the ECB took its first tentative step in withdrawing COVID-era stimulus. Southern Europe led a fall in Eurozone sovereign bond yields. The euro rose 0.15% against the dollar, climbing for the first time in four sessions, while bond markets chaired by sending French 10-year yields negative again. We're seeing some modest weakness, mainly because the market is just in flux. There are no real clarities on when we will start to see the Fed and ECB start to pull back stimulus, according to Oanda. Instead of hinting at any potential end date for its pandemic-era purchasing program, ECB President Christine Lagarde instead channeled the spirit of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, saying the lady isn't tapering. Germany's 10-year yield, the benchmark for the bloc, fell. After recording losses for 3 days in a row, GBPUSD is trading at 138.41, up 0.5%. Broad US dollar weakness, upbeat market sentiment, and hawkish comments from BOE's Governor Andrew Bailey lifted the British pound value against the greenback. As previously mentioned, the market sentiment is in risk-on mood. US major equity indices are rising between 0.25% to 0.35%. The dollar index is at 92.58, losing a minimal 0.08% and posting its first losing day in a week. Eurodollar is struggling to extend gains made after the ECB speech, capped at the high of 118.41.
This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.